CR Norwich.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull back with me here this afternoon. The last two games today of our journey of six games over 3 days. We have the MAC Basketball Championships here this afternoon. We're coming to you live from Oxford High School. First up is the MAC Boys Championship with Delaware Academy, better known as the Delhi Bulldogs, taking on Walton Downsville here in this championship game. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, the fans continue to trickle in here for this MAC championship game. And I know, Rich, you and I are excited for both this game and the girls' game later today at 3 between Sydney and Green.
Yeah, the marathon is almost over. The finish line is in sight. We got two more games, Nate. The first one's going to be exciting. We got two rivals with Delhi versus Walton Downsville. And then, of course, the big matchup we've all been thinking about, you know, kind of a big rematch of what we had earlier in the year with Sydney girls versus the Green girls. It's going to be a good day.
You know, one thing I was thinking about, the previous four championship games that we've done, I don't know if we've really seen a team that has true size or there hasn't been a battle on the interior. Today we're going to have that interior. Both these teams have good size, and I think it could really be a war in the paint here this afternoon.
Yeah, we've seen both these teams. Delhi is kind of, you know, probably the experienced team here. They use their size to their advantage. And Walton Downsville is kind of the new team here that we haven't seen a whole lot of. And they're new to me too, but I've been very impressed with their size as they're warming up right in front of us. A couple of guys can throw it down really easily. So we could see some, what, five slam-a-jammas back in the old Houston days.
Seamus DeMauro, of course, 6'7", 6'8", for Delhi, really dominated against Sydney in that semifinal victory. And I had a listener reach out to me and said, I'd like to see Seamus go up against someone his own size. Well, he's going to have that opportunity today because right across the way is 6'8", maybe even 6'9", Landon Stanton here from Walton Downsville, dunking with absolute ease during our pregame warm-up. It's going to be a battle.
I'm looking at Stan right now standing in front of us, and he is certainly the tallest guy on the court. And he was dunking with ease like you and I dunk on a Nerf hoop. He was doing it that easily right here in Oxford today.
Yeah, it really looks like he just has to do a quick little hop, and
yep.
Boom, he's throwing it down. So that listener will get his wish here today. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back, talk about the regular season matchup, and set the table here for this MAC championship here this afternoon on the Butler Auto pregame show. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull, live from Oxford High School today on WCDO.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm checking out the vehicles on butlerautosales.com. Tommy's car is on its last legs, and we can't justify the repair costs. So with his tax refund, there should be enough for a down payment.
It's so hard for young people to build credit these days.
No kidding. I'm hoping with a decent down payment from his tax refund and his 3 years of steady employment at the plant, he'll be able to get an affordable car loan payment.
Well, butlerautosales.com is the right place. They have one of the biggest selections of late model pre-owned vehicles in the Tri-County area to choose from. And more importantly for Tommy, they specialize in getting people financed.
Yeah, that's true. And I heard they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, no matter the condition.
Well, good luck finding a vehicle. You're certainly in the right place. And don't forget, Tommy can also apply for credit right on their website.
I know. I'm just happy Tommy's tax refund will be put to good use this year.
Butler Auto Sales with over 160 vehicles on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Everyone will love $2 tacos on Taco Tuesdays, as well as 75-cent in-house wings on Wing Wednesdays. Every day is a great day to order chicken gyros or the Bobcat Burger. And check out the local high school sports wall of fame featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The Boys MAC Championship game here this afternoon. We're live at Oxford High School. I've also had a lot of listeners ask me, you know, where and why the MAC chooses certain facilities for these championship games. basically after the option to use SUNY Oneonta went away a couple of years ago, they did not put down a new high school three-point line when they redid their court. The MAC has kind of taken the league championship into their own hands, and they're doing a rotation between three of the bigger gyms in the league that also have quality parking and a big enough stands and locker rooms for holding multiple games. So they're going to do a rotation between UV, Oxford, and Green. It was UV last year, Oxford this year, and then Green next year.
What a lot of people don't realize is there's a lot. We don't have a lot of great basketball venues in Section 4. We have a couple colleges, right, with SUNY Oneonta, SUNY Delhi, and then, of course, the Binghamton area. But what the casual listener doesn't realize is those cost a lot of money. And these leagues don't have that type of money. So why not play it in some of your home gyms, move it around, and let, you know, the home gyms get the concession stand money and all that kind of stuff. It's a wise move. I don't think there's a league, maybe just the IAC that plays in a college. Oh, no, the Delaware League plays at Delhi, too,
right,
as well. But
right,
but most of the, like, even the Stack schools, they play in a gymnasium. And, you know, we saw last night with the Tri-Valley, Unadilla Valley.
Yeah, I mean, the Stack championships were last night at Union Endicott. They do a little bit of a rotation as well between some of their bigger facilities. And, you know, all three of those venues, UV, Oxford here this year, and Green next year, are real big facilities. They can handle the crowds. And Oxford and UV specifically, I think, have a really good parking. So that's a big piece when, you know, you're going to fill up that parking lot pretty quick on a day like this where you have four, technically five different schools that are all going to be here for these games. So that is the reason that they have selected to go here in Oxford. And it's never going to be a perfect system. I get that. It just happens to be that this year we have two teams from deep Delaware County that have to come all the way over here and play in Chenango County, but it could have just as easily been like the girls' game. Green and Sydney, they're right down the road, not that bad of a trip.
You know, we've been talking a lot with the section office as we're setting dates for next year. You know, even we've been discussing like football, soccer. We're starting to move those to high schools now because some of the high school venues are actually better, and they're better staffed, they have better facilities. Some of our high schools are just wonderful places to host these events, and I think you're going to see more of a trend going that way.
Yeah, when you really think about it, it's more than just the on the court. You got to have the staff, especially the custodial staff, that's going to clean this gym and salt the parking lot, make sure everything's ready to go, clean up after, like you said, the concession stand, and even just the workers who are out. You know, we got here plenty early to set up today. You had people doing the admission booth and the programs and all of that. I mean, it's a big-time thing to host one of these. So,
and I think it's great that the high schools get to showcase their facilities. We talked about yesterday where Unadilla Valley gets to, you know, showcase it to the surrounding communities. And it's a wonderful facility, and Oxford's doing a great job here today. We walk in, and it's a beautiful facility to walk into. It's a beautiful parking lot. And, you know, some of the fans that are coming from out of town might shop and might eat locally, too, and it helps the local businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I fully expect. We were talking about maybe grabbing a bite to eat after the game. I said, I'm sure the stadium over here is probably going to be packed.
And, I'm sure it will
be. You know,
be.
You're bringing people who want to eat, people who need gas, all into your community. Maybe they discover something new and come back in the future, too. So definitely a lot of fun for that. A regular season matchup was back on December 18th between these two teams. Delhi won that game 65-33. Seamus DeMauro had 17 points, 10 rebounds. Ivan Richardson had 16 points. Rocco Schnabel had 8 points, 9 rebounds. So Delhi really kind of dominated that game. Tyler Reed led Walton Downsville with 12 points. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll get you set with the starting lineups as well. When we come back, the MAC Boys Basketball Championship game here this afternoon, live from Oxford High School on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at NYCM.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. It's the Mac Boys Championship live here in Oxford. Let's get you the starting lineups. First for Walton Downsville with a Mac League record of 10-1, that only loss being to Delhi, overall record of 13-6, and they beat Oxford in the semifinals to get here to the championship game. Head coach is Dave Gardapie. And they start with junior number 1, London Gardner, a sophomore number 3, Tyler Reed, a senior number 4, Max Dutcher, a senior number 22, Anthony Soto, and a senior, the big man, number 33, Landon Stanton. On the other side for the Delaware Academy boys, head coach Warren Kelly, they come in with an overall record of 15-4, MAC League record of 11-0, perfect during the regular season. They beat Sydney in the MAC semifinals. A junior number 3 for their starting lineup, Lucas Nealis. A senior, number 21, Ivan Richardson. A senior, number 22, Tommy Nagy. A senior, number 40, Seamus DeMorrow. And a senior, number 42, Rocco Schnabel. One thing to note is Benny Schnabel got pulled up from JV, a sophomore. They'll be using him, I think, a little bit today. So there's the McPhersons hanging out. Shout out Jerry Zinn to those guys.
You can't have a MAC championship without the McPhersons here. They're going to have the photos up on the wall by the end of the night.
We've been talking about the Bobcat Burger for the last couple of nights. So.
Maybe we'll just have to drive over to Bainbridge instead of going to the stadium.
Okay. I like the idea of that. Always a good place to go to get the Bobcat Burger. So Delhi is in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim as they are the top seed here in the tournament. And they have the maroon lettering of Delaware Academy across the front of the chest there. Walton Downsville is in the road gray uniforms with the purple and the orange trim. Kind of a shout-out to both Downsville and their Walton roots, says WD across the front of the uniform there in orange and purple. Here we go. Seamus DeMorrow going to jump it up against Landon Stanton. The two big guys are going to be doing battle all afternoon, and Seamus wins the opening tip, and Delhi's going to have it going right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Here's Ivan Richardson in the paint. His floater is short and knocked out of bounds, but saved, and Walton Downsville at the last second will have it. They'll bring it down the right side of the floor as Walton Downsville, their first trip down, going left to right. Reed will leave one off here for London Gardner. Gardner on the interior, zips one back across. Soto a three, yes. Good start there for Walton Downsville, a three from Anthony Soto.
Soto was taking that shot all warm-ups in front of us, and he looked good in warm-ups, and he continues on the first shot of the game.
So an early 3-0 lead here for Walton Downsville. And here comes Delhi back the other way. A bounce pass down low. They find DeMorrow. Misses the little left-handed layup, but Richardson's there. He can't hit. DeMorrow's got a rebound, and he gets tied up. And let's see what we got. Maybe a foul underneath on a little reach-in. It's going to be on Soto. So Delhi, a couple of good looks here, Rich, but they can't finish in the early going here.
Delhi working the inside like they always do and just can't get one to fall.
Delhi gets one inside for Seamus DeMorrow. Pump fakes. Stanton was right there in his face and now picked up here by Walton Downsville after the turnover. Still a 3-0 game. WD's got the ball going left to right. They call themselves the War Eagles, a combination of Warriors and Eagles. Still don't really know if that's official or not, but that's what they've been using the last couple of years. Ball knocked out of bounds, It will stay with Walton Downsville here on the baseline.
Yeah, that makes sense, right? That's a great mascot, a little Auburn.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a little Auburn look to them, too, out here with the purple and the orange.
Here's Tyler Reed, averaging about 15 a game for Walton Downsville. His floater in the lane, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Schnabel's got a rebound. Outlet pass to Richardson. He streaks down the left side. He had a huge game with 28 against Sydney in the MAC semifinals. Works one out for Tommy Nagy. A three ball for Tommy is off the back of the rim. And another rebound for Walton Downsville. We got a foul on Seamus DeMauro, the big man on the reach-in. With 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Great start for Walton Downsville. They're up 3-0. The defense has been strong for the War Eagles.
Absolutely. Looks like they're playing a lot of man-to-man in your face. And Delhi's down here playing a little 2-3.
And Walton Downsville coming across the midcourt timeline. They'll go to the right side as they go left to right. Here's Stanton feeding into the corner. Now looking for London Gardner. Gardner's pass was deflected away, and Richardson's going to steal it here for Delhi. Takes it in. Richardson in a tough spot finds Nealis, and now they'll have to pull it out. They ran out of real estate. Good hustle back on D there by the War Eagles. Left side corner, three for Nealis, and that's good for Lucas Nealis.
Nealis with a nice little soft left-handed shot from the corner. They'll be very dangerous going further if he can make that shot.
We're tied up at 3, 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Walton Downsville coming across the midcourt timeline, going left to right on your radio dial. MAC championship here today. Baseline drive, they find Gardner, a three of his own off the side of the rim, and we got a foul here over the back on Tyler Reed. Of course, we have all our special sponsors for today's game, and they have been huge over the last 3 days of all these championship games we've done, including Sydney Federal Credit Union, Superior Heat and Air Duct Cleaning in Sydney, and Houston and Benson Insurance in Delhi. Delhi's got the basketball. They find DeMauro in the corner. Boy, they're daring him to shoot from the outside. Seamus takes it on the inside. A huge, nice little spin move. He gets fouled, kisses it off the glass, and the basket is good. Nice move by the big fella.
Well, he gave a ball fake in the corner and didn't fake anybody out because no one thought he was going to shoot that. But then he took it right to the defender, did a beautiful spin move, almost like a video game-like spin move, and easily put it up and in.
And the shot here by DeMauro at the line is too strong, but Delhi's got a 5-3 lead. Schnabel's got a rebound, and the jump ball is going to give it to Walton Downsville. And that was the first foul on Landon Stanton, the 6'9 interior player here for Walton Downsville. 5:25 to go in this first quarter. We're tied, not tied anymore. It's a 5-3 lead here for Delhi. MAC Boys Championship game live in Oxford. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Soto, a corner three, got it again for Anthony Soto.
Soto on fire here in the first couple minutes of the game.
And now Delhi trying to answer. A pump fake for DeMauro. He puts it up, makes it, and he's fouled by Landon Stanton. And that's two on the big man Stanton. And DeMauro is taking it to him, and he's going to go to the line again.
Now two early fouls on Stanton. Now what's going to happen for Delhi here? I would imagine they're going to work the ball inside a lot more as the big man's going to the bench here.
Yeah, Stanton comes out, and Lucas Rice checks in here for Walton Downsville. That's a frustrating start if you're a War Eagle fan. And Delhi retakes the lead 7-6, and Seamus heads to the line. And his shot is good this time, and DeMauro's got a quick 5 points.
And he's talking to himself down, coming down the court. He knows now he has the advantages. He's the big man on the court now.
4:55 to go in the first quarter. Delhi boys leading Walton Downsville 8-6. Right side for Soto. Comes off a screen. Little give and go. Nice play here for the War Eagles. They get stuck in a tough spot. They go to London Gardner. Floater for him is blocked by DeMauro. And Delhi comes away with it. They're looking to run. Here's Tommy Nagy. Takes it inside. His layup is off the mark. A rebound for DeMauro, and he puts it in.
DeMauro is playing big tonight. He is all over the place for Delhi. Unstoppable at the moment.
Gets up and down the floor so well for a big man, too. And it's Delhi 10, Walton Downsville 6 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter here in Oxford. And Walton Downsville's got it. Again, going left to right. They feed it. Three-point line extended. Right side for Tyler Reed. Reed with a nice move to Soto. Reed gets it back, and we got a reach-in foul here on Delaware Academy. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, 10-6 our score. Delhi boys on top.
DeMauro was so excited he was going to go back onto the offensive side. He didn't realize he still has to play defense, as that was a foul on one of his teammates.
4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 10-6 is our score. And at the top of the key, here for Walton Downsville. They'll move it around. Three in the corner again for Soto is good. Three threes for Anthony Soto in this first frame. And now a steal by Walton Downsville. Reed wants to fire up a three, and he hits it. Big three there for Tyler Reed.
So we got four threes by Walton Downsville, so they got the early lead 12-10.
Wow, back-to-back threes there for Walton Downsville. Here's Richardson for Delhi. He's stuck underneath the basket, and it's going to be a turnover here for Walton Downsville. It hit the underside of the bucket, underside of the basket, I should say. And now Walton Downsville trying to go right to the rim. They miss it, and DeMauro's got a rebound.
DeMauro,
and jump ball is going to give it back to Delhi.
DeMauro certainly working hard. Trees, he is the tree, and he's got all the little guys grab it at him, and he's rewarded with a foul for Walton Downsville.
Yeah, here's our team foul situation. That's five team fouls against Walton Downsville here with still 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Two team fouls against Delhi.
Well, that is a development for sure. I just noticed that. Well, two of the fouls are on the bench with Stanton, and the rest of the fouls are kind of spread apart amongst the team.
And so this will send Delhi back to the line with Ivan Richardson. And his first shot at the line is up and good. Ivan Richardson, one of last year's MAC MVPs, gets that bucket to go.
I love the games within the game. You got DeMauro and Reed talking to each other, smiling. DeMauro just told him, I'm going to dunk on you soon, I think.
And we're tied 12-12. Well, you know there's no love lost between Walton and Delhi. And you throw Downsville in the mix, too. Makes it a fun little rivalry here. 12-12. Good start to this one in the MAC Boys Championship game. Here's Reed with a three. The bank is closed here for Reed. Schnabel's got a rebound. Here comes Delhi back down the left side. Richardson stops. Hands one down low here for DeMauro, and he gets tied up here with Soto. And they're going to say it's a jump ball. Delhi fans wanted the foul.
Well, that certainly looked like a foul. Almost looked like a bear hug by Soto around DeMauro. But they definitely called the jump ball first, it appears.
So we're tied 12-12, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi on the baseline. They lob it up here to DeMauro. If the pass had been maybe a little better, he might have tried to flush that one. He dumps it off to Rocco Schnabel instead, and Rocco puts it up and in.
There's a lot of physicality going on underneath that basket right now on the Walton Downsville side, and Delhi has certainly got the advantage there because they are bigger and stronger down low.
14-12 our score. Delhi on top of Walton Downsville with 2:40 to go in the first. Here's Gardner with a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound. Boy, both teams scrambling for it, and Walton Downsville comes away and lays it up and in with Max Dutcher. And we're tied at 14. The track meet continues. Delhi quickly in transition, and Richardson tries to take it to the 10, and his shot was short. Nealis gets a rebound and will feed it to DeMauro. Back inside for Richardson. Outside, shot for Nagy. No, off the side of the rim. Nagy with a good look, but Delhi another rebound to keep this offensive possession alive. 2:10 to go in the first. We're tied at 14. Richardson has it on that right side. Delhi resetting. Richardson into the teeth of the defense. And those are all the type of shots, Rich, he was hitting in the semifinal against Sydney. Today he's a little short. Back down the floor for Walton Downsville. They find Dutcher in the corner for three. Hits it. Another one for Walton Downsville. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. Boy, Walton Downsville shooting the lights out in Oxford. They lead 17-14. 1:50 to go in the first. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:50 to go here in this first quarter, 17-14 our score. And the Walton Downsville boys on top by three, and DeMauro's going to have to go get a jersey change here, it looks like, Rich. I don't know if you saw that.
He walked by us, and I did not see it. I was texting some of our loyal fans out there asking us what time the game started, but I did not see where we have a little blood on the jersey.
DeMauro had a little blood on the jersey, so they're going in to see, I think, if they can either wash it off or maybe give him, they're going to give him the blood jersey, it looks like. So DeMauro is going to be number 30 for the rest of the night here. They're going to have to switch that in the book.
Right, and that jersey looks like it might fit my 5-year-old son, my fifth-grade son.
Yeah, that jersey is not exactly meant for the 6'8 big man.
No.
Green girls just arriving here, it looks like, heading up into the stands. What I always like about this, Rich, is they do the league all-stars during halftime of these games. And so it really does bring in a lot of the different players from throughout the league that think, hey, maybe I have a chance to be an all-star? Because they don't know, per se.
So you remember when we were kids, the Tri-Valley used to do that.
Yeah.
And I remember going to a bunch of games thinking, oh, is this me? Is this
me? Right.
Yeah.
So you look up in the stands, and there's players from all the teams, and I just think it helps the crowd, and it's a fun way to do it. All right, we're back underway. 1:45 to go, first quarter. 17-14, Walt Downsville boys on top. Schnabel going to work, and he lays it up and in on the baby hook. And that's back to a one-point game, 17-16, with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Hot shooting here in this first frame by Walton Downsville. They add to it here with Lucas Rice.
So Delhi showing a little press, but they had guys all over the place. They didn't know their positions, and Walton Downsville makes them pay.
Into the corner now for Richardson. Now for Rocco Schnabel. He's going to work. He lays it in again, and Schnabel is a man, and he made it very apparent right there, just shoving people out of the way.
I remember watching him playing football thinking, wow, he is such an aggressive football player. He brings that style with him to the basketball court.
Very good tight end for the football team that won the sectional championship this past fall. And so it's Walton Downsville 19, Delhi 18. We've got a minute to go here in the first quarter. Teddy Kelsch is going to come in off the bench for Tommy Nagy here for Delhi.
So Delhi's going a little smaller here on the defensive end as Schnabel's the only big man left on the court for Delhi. So we'll see why maybe they're going to go out and try to guard the three a little bit more, because that's been really the game plan of the War Eagles so far.
19-18 the score, and the hot shooting has kept Walton Downsville in it. You got three threes from Soto, one from Reed, and one from Dutcher. So what's that, five threes here in this first quarter?
And I don't know what just happened there, but Walton Downsville turned it over on a weird play, throwing it inbounds.
It's like it almost, I don't know, it's like it kind of got in, deflected right back out, and then Delhi gets it back. Schnabel going to work again, and he's got it. Left-handed layup is good, and he's fouled.
It certainly has been Schnabel time since, you know, that timeout. I have a feeling Coach Kelly said, why are we not getting the ball to Rocco? Just get the ball to him every single time, and he is making Walton Downsville pay right now with his physicality.
Schnabel's the type of guy that is also a great facilitator, so you see him passing it from his kind of high post position, but these last three possessions, he said, nope, I'm taking over. And Delhi's got the lead, and he makes the foul shot, so Rocco's got nine.
He's a senior leader out there, plays with a lot of energy, and enjoyed watching him play over the past few years.
Delhi leads 21-19, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Rocco's younger brother, Benny, is into the game, a JV call-up, and they have kind of said pregame when we talked to him that they want to use Benny off the bench, use his energy, and really chase. Tell him to go out there and chase around some of the best Walton Downsville players. And right now he's doing that as he's shadowing London Gardner, going to try to make his life miserable. Here's Tyler Reed to the right side. Kelsch guarding. Can't get it. They find Gardner down low, and he scores.
Gardner just snuck in underneath the basket, and Delhi didn't see him there at all, and he makes them pay.
Kelsch kind of got run over, and it allowed Reed to feed Gardner down low. That's what I was trying to say. Here's Schnabel with a traveling violation. Gives it back to Walton Downsville. We stay tied at 21 with 21 seconds to go in the quarter.
The younger Schnabel with his pink shoes just went a little bit too fast. He's got to keep those pink shoes in control right there.
What a great start to this game. I really didn't know how it was going to go to start this off here in this MAC championship game, but well done by Walton Downsville to come in here and get off to a quality start. That's half the battle sometimes. And a great pass down low. They find Soto. Pump fakes, misses it, gets the second chance, and he scores. Actually, no, excuse me. Yeah, that was Soto.
Yeah, Soto's playing very well, playing with a lot of energy. And here's a three-pointer at the buzzer. Oh!
Just off the mark. So it's 23-21. Walton Downsville on top at the end of the first quarter over the Delhi boys in the MAC championship. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights, every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829 829- 5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Oxford High School. It's the Mac Boys Championship, and Walton Downsville trying to increase their lead here on the first possession of the second quarter. It's no good. But the War Eagles are leading Delhi 23-21. Here's Richardson. Here's his staple move, the little up and under finger roll, and he scores.
Beautiful move by Richardson, taking it with the right hand on the left-hand side, but he does that beautifully to shield the defender.
Doesn't he make that look easy?
He absolutely does.
Very, very smooth.
A lot of people would say, why doesn't he finish with his left hand, but he uses his right hand on that side to shield the defender. It's a beautiful move.
Into the corner now, a three ball for Reed, and that's short, and Gardner's got the rebound. Second chance for him, no, and a rebound here for Nagy. Nagy down the right side of the floor finding Teddy Kelch. And inside for DeMauro. And that New Jersey doesn't stop him. He's got the little finger roll, and it's good for Seamus DeMauro.
DeMauro playing in a modified jersey right now still makes that look easy with a baby sky hook.
Wow, unbelievable. So that makes sense. DeMauro had to change his jersey. We noticed during the break that Soto had to change his jersey as well for Walton Downsville. So that had to be the blood issue out there. And it's Delhi leading 25-23. What a great first half here. Reed trying to answer for Walton Downsville. The three ball a little too long, and Richardson skies for the rebound. And back down the floor. Richardson in transition. Takes it into the middle of the paint. Finds Kelch in the left corner as Delhi goes right to left. They zip one across. Inside for DeMauro. Trying to get his space on the right low block, and he stepped out of bounds. Good defense by Soto.
Yeah, Soto playing very physical. I thought actually the referee on the baseline was going to call a foul on him as he was kind of bumping DeMauro, but DeMauro kind of shielded away from the contact and stepped out of bounds.
All right, so 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Want to thank all our special sponsors, of course, including Wrench's Village Auto and Green and Marabito Energy Products as well for their sponsorship here for these MAC Championship games. Walton Downsville's got it going left to right. Here's Gardner, who only has 2 points, but he's been a great facilitator. And they pass down low, and it's through the hands there of Lucas Rice. He couldn't hold on. It's going back to the Bulldogs.
Oh, the referees are joking with me because I don't have the ball handles I used to have, Nate.
It did. It bounced right over here to our broadcast booth.
That's the curse when you know all the officials.
Richardson to the left side, and he tosses one up for DeMauro, almost kind of an alley-oop, and the miscommunication allows Walton Downsville on that play to get a steal.
DeMauro telling his teammate on the way down, get it up higher to me. Let me use my size.
Soto to Reed, into the corner for Dutcher. Steps back, three, line drive, hit the side of the rim, no good. And a rebound here for Teddy Kelch. Kelch ahead now for Nagy, and into the corner for Richardson. Again, they're trying to get DeMauro the ball inside. The kiss off the glass is good, and DeMauro's got 11.
Well, that's a great shot by DeMauro. He catches the ball away from the basket, and he turns in midair and baby soft kiss off the glass.
27-23, the score. Here's Reed trying to answer for Walton Downsville off the back of the rim. Richardson had a glance off his hands, but somehow they're going to say this one's going to stay with DA. 5:10 to go here in the second quarter in a four-point ball game. Delhi on top. They're trying to make a little run here at it. WD's had a couple of good looks. Reed just hasn't been able to go. Here's DeMauro to the interior, and he's going to have to kick this one out. Goes to the far corner for Kelch. Baseline drive. Baseball-style pass to that left corner, and the shot is short, and then we got a foul on DeMauro on the rebound with 4:50 to go in the second quarter.
DeMauro's like, why is that on me? He's talking to the official, and he's basically saying that the defender had me as well. He can't say too much as he's going to go to the bench here with, what is that, a second or is that his first?
Yeah, DeMauro's going to the bench. In the meantime, Landon Stanton is back in with those two fouls here for Walton Downsville, and now they kind of have the size advantage. It'll be Schnabel against Stanton on the interior. Yeah, that's two there on Seamus. 27-23. Coach Kelly really talking with Seamus now. And here is Stanton at the high post, and his jumper is good from the left elbow.
The big man got a little touch from the elbow. Nice-looking shot by Stanton.
Immediate contribution in a two-point ball game here with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Nagy, left side, back out Richardson straight away into the paint, feeds one in the corner back for Nagy. His three is too strong, too much mustard on it, and we got a foul underneath on Delhi again on the rebound.
all of a sudden Delhi is the smaller team on the court, and now they're doing a little pushing and shoving down low to try to get the advantage. So let's see if Coach Kelly is going to do a little change up here and maybe with a style of defense, because they usually have the advantage, and right now they don't.
Cale Townsend picked up that foul. He immediately comes out. Lucas Nealis back in. Coach Warren Kelly just rotating some of his guys, keeping it fresh. 4:12 to go in the second quarter. A two-point ball game here in the MAC Championship. 27-25 our score. Delhi boys on top by two. And here is London Gardner to the interior. He's blocked there by Rocco Schnabel. Big-time block, and Delhi in transition, and they find Lucas Nealis. Nealis steps into a three in transition here, and he buries it. Nealis with 2 3-pointers for 6 points.
Nealis is not afraid of the moment. If anybody remembers, he had a great sectional final last year versus Moravia when they came up a little short. He was one of their key cogs of that game, and he's looked good so far tonight.
3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's 30-25. Delhi boys on top of Walton Downsville. Here's Reed to the left side. Reed wants a screen there. He doesn't get it from Stanton. Instead, kicks it out to Dutcher in the right corner, and his three rolls off the side of the rim. And Walton Downs has gone a little cold here from three-point land.
I think you said it perfectly earlier, Nate. I think they're a little bit tired. Well, Delhi looks fresh.
Schnabel is tripped up. He had a nice pump fake to get around Landon Stanton, and then gets tripped in the paint. We got a foul.
Delhi has just, you know, been rotating in and out, and they look a lot more fresh, I would say, compared to WD. And WD looks a little bit more tired.
Again, some more of our special sponsors for this afternoon's game include DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Butts Concrete Septic and Sewer Cleaning in Masonville. That's three fouls on Landon Stanton.
That was a quiet foul. We didn't realize it was on him until he went to the bench, and that is certainly three, and that he's only played about 2 minutes in this game.
Yeah, that's a killer to have your 6'9 big man on the bench for most of the first half. But if you're WD, I mean, yeah, you're down five right now, but you've been really in this game.
And you've really been in the game by the three-point shot, and you've just gone cold, and you're still only down by five. They've been living and dying by that shot. Now if they can work it inside, get it away from Schnabel, they have the size advantage down low.
Walton Downsville has it going left to right. Delhi paying particular attention to Soto with his 11 points, including three threes here in the first half. Tyler Reed to the outside. Another three-pointer here for Dutcher is short. And Delhi's kind of letting him fire it up. He's missed three in a row. Richardson down the left side, finding Nagy in the corner. Back out to Richardson. 2:45 to go, second quarter. Inside for Schnabel, and the little kiss is good on the floater.
He's the one guy that WD does not have an answer for. He's a tough, tough matchup for the Warhawks.
Makes it 32-25. War Eagles, that's right.
Sorry.
Well, we've had all these changes in mascots, and there's a lot of River Hawks, Lake Hawks, War Eagles. There's a lot out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of birds flying around in Section 4.
2:20 to go in the second quarter. Delhi has the ball again. Kelsch, three-pointer from the right corner, no, and a rebound for Dutcher here of WD. They need a number 40, I think. WD 40 would be great out there.
Great.
I've been thinking about that all year. Here's Reed in the paint. A floater for him won't go. And another rebound here for Delhi. Nagy down to Richardson, left side. Wants to take it inside. Lost control of it. Last touched here by the War Eagles with a 1:55 to go second quarter.
You know, you're looking around the fans today, the Delhi has a certain advantage in the crowd, but there's a one little pocket of orange up in the top left-hand corner, and they are loud.
They are loud.
And they let everybody know that they are here.
Here's Richardson on the inbounds play, right three corner. No, rebound for DeMauro. Works one back out. Richardson into the paint, pulls up for a 10-footer, and this one rolls in. And Richardson's got six.
Soto on defense plays a little bit too far under the basket. He's got to come out a little bit more and challenge that a little bit earlier. And Dalton Downsville is going to take a timeout to talk about it.
All right, a 1:40 to go here in the second quarter. The MAC Boys Championship game in Oxford. Delhi Boys on top of Walton Downsville, 34-25 on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Again, some more special sponsors for all our coverage over these last 3 days include Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and Sydney Auto Body. And we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. Minute and a half to go in this second quarter. It's 34-25. A pass inside for Soto for Walton Downsville. He got tied up. We got another jump ball, and the arrow gives it back to the Bulldogs.
Soto's been kind of getting fouled. He's just finding himself stuck underneath the basket. He was much better when he was moving from the three-point line to under the basket, moving around. He seems to be maybe a little bit tired and just staying under the basket too much.
They really have taken away his three-point opportunities as well after he hit three there in the first quarter. 1:15 to go in the second. Richardson a corner three right side. That rings off the back of the rim, and Walton Downsville's got a rebound. They could use a bucket here late in the second quarter. Lucas Rice a little up and under reverse layup, and that's good for Lucas Rice.
Rice with the starburst-looking shoes there. Takes it easy, under, up and under. Great move.
34-27. And here is Richardson. Takes it inside. Finds DeMauro, and he lays it up and in.
DeMauro back in the game with those two fouls, but still, he's been more of a threat on the offensive side. He has been the catalyst so far for the Bulldogs.
36-27. Delhi boys on top of Walton Downsville. Here's Soto to the right side. Great pass down low. He finds Tyler Reed, who came curling off a screen. He was wide open.
DeMauro's kind of looking around to his teammates, said, how the heck did Reed get in there so easily? Someone's got to talk to me, and he's right. They got to let him know because he would challenge that ball all day long.
Makes it 36-29. 20 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Schnabel works one out. Nagy, three on the right side, hit the rim, bounces sky high off the miss, and a rebound for Walton Downsville with 10 seconds left. And here's London Gardner, takes it all the way to the rim, didn't finish. 6 seconds left. Delhi's got it. Right before the halftime break, they find Lucas Nealis into the paint. Nealis at the buzzer, no. And our halftime score is the Delhi boys 36 and Walton Downsville 29. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. We're again live from Oxford High School here this afternoon for the MAC Championship. Girls game will be coming up later between Green and Sydney with about a 3 o'clock tip-off there. All right, we'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers.
On Route 7 in Sydney, keep that number handy in your phone or glove box, 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, it's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here for the MAC Boys Championship game. 36-29 is our score. The Delhi boys on top of Walton Downsville at the break. And again, our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Well, they're doing the MAC Girls All-Stars right now. They're at halftime of the boys' game, and then during the girls' game, they'll do the boys' All-Stars. But I think this is so cool. You get a who's who of the MAC coming out here right now. It's great.
It certainly is, and you know, I'm looking at this, and if I know the girls, it is certainly the who's who. I mean, I know most of the girls out there, and I was just noticing this, Nate. It must be a requirement to be an All-Star and have ripped jeans. The ripped jeans look. I mean, half the All-Stars out there have ripped jeans.
Well, you know, when you're cool, you're cool.
When you're cool, and I am definitely not cool, so I don't own any of those.
So our halftime score here again, 36-29. Let's get you the scoring summary from the first half. First for Delhi, 13 for Seamus DeMauro, 11 for Rocco Schnabel, 6 for Ivan Richardson, 6 for Lucas Nealis here on the Delhi boys' side. On the other side for Walton Downsville, 11 for Anthony Soto, including those three threes. 5 for Max Dutcher, 5 for Tyler Reed, 4 for Lucas Rice, 2 for London Gardner, and it was 5 threes in the first quarter, which really, you know, put Walton Downsville in a pretty good spot. And after that, it was just kind of Delhi continually wearing them down, I would say.
They certainly came out on fire, and they, you know, the pace of the game was very frantic, and it looks like to me that the War Eagles, no, I keep on saying that wrong.
Yeah, right? War Eagles.
Well, the War Eagles, now I'm in my own head. They seem to get a little tired right out there, and when you get a little bit tired, it's harder to make those jump shots and those three-pointers. So Delhi just looked like they, you know, they subbed in a little bit more. They were a little bit more conditioned, possibly. But they just had, it seemed like, a lot more players just to rotate in and out. And eventually WD just couldn't make that three-pointer because their shots were a little flat. They just looked a little bit more tired and drained at that point.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. When Delhi can throw seven or eight guys at you pretty consistently, then they bring up a JV call-up who they plan to play quite heavily here today and in sectionals as well. That's a lot. I mean, and if you're a team that only has, you know, six guys or maybe seven, that extra guy or two really can make the difference. So
yeah, and you saw a lot of the key guys for the Bulldogs were on the bench for a while. I mean, Schnabel was on the bench for a while. Damaro was on the bench for a while. Nealis was on the bench for a while. When you're that, you know, that deep and, you know, you're seasoned, right, because you've been in these big games before, it's kind of like old hat, and it doesn't really affect you. It's just who the next man up stands up and makes a shot. And, you know, the Bulldogs just look like a seasoned veteran team to me. When we saw them earlier in the year, I remember talking to you about this, Nate, off the air, but when they were playing Norwich that first game we saw them, they looked like they were still in football mode a little bit. And now it looks like to me that they are ready and they are playing basketball. They're not just kind of playing football out there.
So we just were handed the MAC Girls All-Star list. This is the first I've seen this. Our MVP of the league, and this is another thing the MAC does. They make a boys and a girls MVP. As we got some of the All-Stars walking by us right now here from Sydney as they go prepare for their game at 3 o'clock. Lizzie Kraft named MVP, so that's, you know, I wondered how that was going to go.
Yeah.
There's a couple different players that maybe could have earned that, but Lizzie in her senior year gets MAC MVP.
Looking at that list, there is some, you know, great basketball players in that league. We've talked about this, too, on the radio, that Class C might be the hardest class in Section 4. And, you know, the MAC is that big league within Class C. Most of the schools there are Class C, and this is just a testament to how good it is.
Yep.
When it gets to be sectional time, both on the boys' and girls' side, it's going to be a tough road for anybody because you got this league and the IAC, which are really, really good. So just to be on the all-star team in the MAC is quite an accomplishment.
I'll have these on my website later, natelull.com, as well as my Twitter page, and we will also be putting these on the Section 4 website under the MAC MAC League page there. So we'll talk a little bit about these when we have a little more time, but this is a great list. That first team is a really strong group of local players there. So, all right, we're going to take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 36-29, Delhi boys leading Walton Downsville at the break here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, we're ready for the start of the third quarter here live from Oxford High School, the MAC Boys Basketball Championship, with the Delhi Boys on top of Walton Downsville 36-29. The girls' game will be coming up at about roughly 3 o'clock, Sydney and Green. Soto had to save it from going out of bounds, had to throw it off of Rocco Schnabel there. Walton Downs will go in right to left on your radio dial to start the second half. They have the ball. And so Walton Downsville's got it. They go to Stanton. He's playing with those three fouls. He's got it at the top of the arc. A pass down low, and now to the outside into the corner for Gardner. London Gardner, through the teeth of the defense, missed it. Second chance. Busts one out into the corner for Soto, and his three rolls off the back of the rim. Kept alive here by Tyler Reed. Walton Downsville still got it. They go back out to Stanton. He wants the shot. A long two for Stanton is good.
Stanton's got good touch for a big guy. Now, what he needs to do is stay on the court and be able to continue to shoot that ball.
I know. What do you think was his total minutes time in the first half? Three minutes?
I think you're being very nice, Nate. I would say closer to two, if even that.
I mean, he was in foul trouble constantly. We talked in the Butler Auto pregame show. This was going to be a great battle on the interior. We didn't really get it because of the foul trouble.
No, absolutely not.
36-31, our score. Delhi boys leading Walton Downsville. Great out-of-bounds play. They find DeMarro through his hands, though, and Soto's got a steal for WD.
That was a well-drawn-up play by Coach Kelly. Just didn't execute at the very end.
Gardner across midcourt to the left side. Gardner into the paint, wants to take it all the way. The floater hit the rim twice and wouldn't go. Did everything but finish there for London Gardner. Back across here for Delaware Academy. Feeding it to Nealis. Nealis at the top of the key, finding Tommy Nagy. Delhi being very patient against this defense. Richardson, nice bounce pass down low. They find DeMarro, and he gets tied up, and we got a jump ball. And, Rich, we almost had the perfect angle on that. I think DeMarro could have got the layup. He looked like he wanted to try to slam that right on Stanton.
He definitely looked like he was doing that drop step, like he was going to go up and dunk it, but then Gardner tied him up at the last second. Good play by Gardner.
Boy, I wish that would have been fun. And here's a great out-of-bounds play. They find Nagy underneath the hoop, and he lays it in.
It would have been impressive if there was guys all over if DeMarro threw that one down.
That would have been
great.
You would
have probably had to turn my mic down because I would have been screaming.
38-31, Delhi boys on top with 6:20 to go in the third. Left side now for Reed and into the corner for Gardner. Gardner now back out to Reed again as WD goes right to left. Top of the key, coming off the screen, stuck down low on the left low block. Reed's going to need some space, and he shuffled his feet. He's got to travel.
Reed had nowhere to go besides move his feet. He was just looking to keep the ball alive, and he couldn't do anything.
6:05 to go here in the third. 38-31, Delhi boys on top. They've had the lead, but they've never really pulled away. Walton Downsville's just kind of hanging around here, almost midway through this third quarter. DeMarro, another great move with Stanton in his face, the kiss off the glass.
Stanton couldn't be that aggressive there because he didn't want to pick up his fourth, so DeMarro knew that and took it right at him.
And so Gardner comes across midcourt. It's a nine-point game, and they go inside for Stanton, and he tries to go up for the dunk, and Nagy just got a piece of him at the last minute and fouled him. Otherwise, he was going to flush that one down, and Stanton heads to the line.
Now, when I was a kid, my coaches would always say, nobody is dunking on us, and you almost get that impression out here today, too, that the coaches said, do not let any dunks up. That was a purposeful foul to make sure Stanton didn't throw it down.
And we saw in warm-ups that, I mean, all Stanton needs is one tiny step, and he's putting that in. He misses the first shot at the line here.
At this level, a slam dunk can really get your team going because you don't see it that much, and these guys can certainly do it. So you probably don't want that motivation on the other side if you're a coach.
Stanton at the line looking for his second shot, and this one is also off the back of the rim, and DeMarro skies for a rebound and Windexes the glass. Left side now here for Richardson as Delhi leads 40-31 with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Nealis taking his time. Delhi being pretty methodical here on offense. They go for Schnabel. Schnabel in the left wing side. Schnabel into the paint. The floater is off the side of the rim. A little too much spin on that one, and it caroms off. Back down the floor here for Gardner. They go to Stanton. He pulls up at the foul line and hits. Can't make the foul shots, but he makes the same one in transition there.
He has got a nice-looking jump shot for a big fella there, but you're right. He can't hit the set shot for the foul shots, but and when he catches it in motion, he does really well with it. He's got a good-looking shot.
40-33. Delhi's got it back. Richardson floating in the paint. Missed it DeMarro. A putback, yes. And he's up to 17 for Delhi.
Again, that's on Stanton because he doesn't want to pick up the fourth foul, so he basically let DeMarro have a free layup there.
42-33 with 4:35 to go here in this third quarter. Stanton again at the top of the key. WD looking for a little run here to try to get back into this. Stanton pump fakes. Moves in, and he's fouled by DeMarro. And I believe that's Sheamus' third. Stanton just a little bit bigger, a little bit taller. And so DeMarco's got to play him pretty perfectly.
He looked like he was getting ready to the drop step dunk it to it on the right side, and then he quickly turned and spun to his left, and he got fouled by DeMarco.
And this one's up and good for Landon Stanton. Nice bucket there.
And that is three fouls on DeMarco as he's coming to the bench. So let's see how WD handles this with DeMarco on the bench, and Coach Kelly is certainly talking to him over there.
And Stanton can't get the second one to go. A rebound here for Ivan Richardson in a 42-34 ball game. And Richardson's going to take it right in, tries to go inside for that little up-and-under move that he loves, and he's fouled. The shot won't go, though. And Richardson back to the line. It is funny. He comes in off the left side and goes to finish with his right hand, but it really works.
He shields the defenders with it. A lot of guys get taught to do that. A lot of people think he's being lazy and he just goes with his dominant hand. But what he did is exactly right there is he shielded it and made Gardner foul him. It's a great play.
Richardson hits the first at the line. He's got 7 points. Second one coming here for Ivan Richardson. And this one is good. He's got 8. And Delhi leads 44-34 with 4:20 to go in the third.
When the guy's on the back side of you like that, you have no choice but to use your right hand and shield the defender. It's just really good basketball.
Yeah, as a defender, you got to reach over his body to try to make any sort of play, and a lot of times you're going to get whistled for that foul. Even if you get a clean block there, it's a tough spot to be in.
And when you got the youth basketball coaches in the stands going, use your left, right there, you don't use your left. You always use your right.
Soto goes to Dutcher on the left side, and the three ball won't go. Stanton, a rebound. Stanton with the putback, yes. And he's up to 9.
Now, that's a great rebound because he rebounded over the tougher physical Schnabel, but Stan made that look easy. Just tipped it to himself, and he's got a good-looking shot. Nice touch.
44-36, WD hanging around in this ball game. Now a steal by the War Eagles. They'll pass one ahead. Gardner trying to go coast-to-coast, and he's fouled hard. Bounces off the mats behind the basket, and Gardner's going to go to the line. He only has 2 points. He averages right around 14, 15 a game. Boy, if they could get him going, that's big for WD.
The guard play, we haven't seen a whole lot of it in this game so far. Most of the scoring has come down low, but the guards, you know, we've seen some good play by Nealis on the Bulldog side, and of course now Gardner going to the line.
So Gardner's going to settle in here, and foul shooting could be big down the stretch here. He misses the first. I mean, these are free opportunities for Walton Downsville to get back into it. And they've been kind of subpar at the line. We got a timeout by Delhi. 3:30 to go in the third. We'll step away. Delhi 44, Walton Downsville 36 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:30 to go here in this third quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull in a 44-36 ball game. Out of the timeout, London Gardner back to the line here for WD for his second shot. And the War Eagles still hanging around. Delhi hasn't put them away. And should be an exciting last quarter and a half here in the Mac Boys Championship live from Oxford. And Gardner's going to step in. His first shot at the line second shot is off the back of the rim. And so foul shooting continuing to be a sore spot here for Walton Downsville. Here's Lucas Nealis to the right side. Nealis pulls one back out. Delhi looking for their third straight MAC championship here this year. They're the two-time defending champs. Walton Downsville trying to knock them off. Pass down low here for Schnabel. On the baseline, reverse layup, no. Stanton's got a rebound. He's got those big bear claws on it. Tries the outlet pass. It was tipped, and Schnabel got it back. Pump fake, and he's blocked there by Stanton. But somehow Nealis swoops in and keeps possession for Delhi.
Nealis with a heady play there. He's a very smart player.
Richardson pulls up. That shot is short. Schnabel's got a rebound. He tosses it up off the glass and in over the big man.
Schnabel just will not be denied. He's just going to outwork everybody until he scores. What a physical play. Great play by Schnabel.
And now back down the floor here for Walton Downsville. They go to Gardner in the paint. The floater is good here for London Gardner. That makes it 46-38 with 2:25 to go here in the third. War Eagles still have life. But boy, Delaware Academy playing crisp and good offense. Here's Schnabel with a jumper, and he hits it on the right elbow, or the right baseline, I should say.
Schnabel heating up. If he gets that jump shot to go, WD is going to be in trouble because Schnabel usually does most of his damage right underneath the basket.
You know, Schnabel's usually about an 8-point-a-game guy. He's got 15 today, so he's really stepping up here in his senior MAC championship game. Stanton with a weird shot there. I don't know if it was partially deflected or what, but it went high off the glass, nowhere near the rim. And Delhi's got a rebound, leading 48-38. Nealis finds Richardson, high post. Schnabel wants to go right inside. Now kicks one back out for Nealis. Nealis hanging in the air, and he hits from the left side. And Nealis has got eight, and this is why Delhi is tough. They could just come at you in waves like this.
Nealis is just a very productive player. He's always at the right place at the right time. Doesn't take a lot of shots, but he makes them. His field goal percentage must be high on the season.
Delhi now leading 50-38. Soto, who's kind of gone quiet. They go to Stanton, now to Gardner on the right wing. Gardner on the baseline. Feeds one back off for Stanton. We got a foul underneath here on Delhi. As Stanton was going to go up, somebody got him on the arm.
All the Delhi guys are looking at each other like, who got him, who got him? They didn't know which one. There's about four of them around.
I think it's going to go on Tommy Nagy. Let's see. Or maybe Kelsch. No, they put it on Kelsch. So his second. So .22 to go here in the third. 12-point lead here for the Bulldogs over the Walton Downsville War Eagles. WD's got it on the baseline. And they go to Tyler Reed, who's also been a bit quiet today with 5 points. They go to Gardner in the left corner. Again, Walton Downsville's in the gray with the orange and purple trim. Delhi's in the white with the maroon. Here's Gardner, and he's fouled on the little dribble drive to the hoop. And Kelsch picks up another one. That's his third.
Again, WD just looks a little bit more tired to me right now, with where the Bulldogs just keep on subbing in and out. And here's DeMauro back in the game. He looks a lot fresher than everybody else out there, and he's getting ready to do some damage.
Some more special sponsors as London Gardner goes to the line. We have Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, as Gardner makes the first one here. He's got 5 points. Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart, Gavin's Pizzeria and Gavin's Grinders in Sydney, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, and JM Electrical Contracting in Bainbridge. So Kelsch comes out of the game with those three fouls. Gardner trying to cut it back to a 10-point ball game, and the bank is open at the line for London Gardner here on Saturday.
As he chuckles to himself down the court, he knows that the bank wasn't supposed to be open.
Hey, it all works. They go inside for Seamus DeMauro and puts it up and in with Stanton in his face. It doesn't matter. DeMauro's got 19.
DeMauro is playing well today for the Bulldogs, just taking it right at Stanton like he doesn't even exist.
52-40. Delhi boys leading Walton Downsville with 50 seconds to go in the third. Stanton's got it at the high post. They go to the corner now for Reed. And last touch by the Bulldogs, they say, with 45 seconds left. Third quarter. And Max Dutcher is going to be doing the inbounding, and he finds London Gardner. Now back to Dutcher. Can the hot shooting return here for WD? They'll zip one across. They find Reed. Now to Gardner. Dribble drive for him, and a shot clock violation. I didn't even realize it was that deep in the shot clock. I had my eye on the game clock, and it's a turnover.
WD didn't realize it either. It's been very quiet in here as well. I'm surprised someone wasn't shouting.
Yeah, nobody in the crowd. I mean, normally there's something along those lines. 25 seconds to go here in the third. It's 52-40. And here is Nealis going to Benny Schnabel. Inside for Rocco, his brother. Rocco saving it from going out of bounds. And no, he just slid out in time. He was trying to call timeout, but a great hustle play there by Rocco Schnabel.
He's going to blame his brother on that one because he's the younger brother, but that was on Rocco. He needs to catch that ball. His brother made a nice pass to him.
17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Delhi leads 52-40 in the Mac Boys Championship game live here at Oxford High School. Right side now for Gardner. Zips one across, finds Tyler Reed. Baseline drive for Reed. Leaves it underneath. Stanton with the putback. No. And time's going to run out. Stanton had a point-blank look, but couldn't flush it down. Three quarters in the books. Delhi boys lead 52-40 over Walton Downsville. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of the MAC Championship here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back underway in the fourth quarter, and boy, we've got an exciting first 10 seconds here. Richardson with a put back. It's out of bounds. Let's catch you up here. First play, they go inside to Stanton. He dunks it.
Yep.
And then they come back down. Delhi's got a shot. It looked like it was clearly goaltending. They don't call it. And then Tommy Nagy just tried to dunk it for Delhi and didn't get up high enough. And so that resets the scene all in the first 15 seconds here of the fourth quarter. It's 52-42 now, Delhi on top.
And it's exactly what we were saying earlier. When someone dunks it, it just gets a lot more energy in the gym.
Stanton on the inside, can't get the shot to go, but he's fouled. And Stanton trying to take over a little bit here with those 11 points, and I'm mad at myself that I missed the dunk.
Yeah, you said, hey, take a watch for me. You're doing some stats. And I said, oh, yeah, Stan just dunked it.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. We had about, 10 seconds left in that break. I'm finishing up my stats. Boom, slam dunk. That's how it goes. Stanton to the line here. And, boy, he can't get it to go. They've left a lot of key points here at the line. Second one coming for Landon Stanton.
Right, the game within the game here, Nate. You want to probably get it to, 5 to 6 points here in the next couple of minutes to kind of keep it a little bit closer. It's been about 8 to 10 points for the last quarter.
And here is Stanton at the line. He missed the second one. It was an air ball. And out of bounds it goes. So 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 10-point game, 52-42. Delhi boys still in control of the MAC championship game. Here's Kelsch to the left side for Lucas Nealis. Delhi in a really good spot right now. They just got to control it. Here's Kelsch down low, finds Rocco Schnabel, and he puts it up and in. 17 now for Rocco.
WD just out of sorts on the defensive end. Stan was trying to tell people to get to certain spots, and they were just out of whack there, and a left out easy layup for Schnabel.
54-42, and now Walton Downsville trying to cut back into it. They find Gardner underneath, and he ran out of real estate. It hit the side of the rim, and a rebound for Schnabel. 6:40 left here in the boys' MAC championship game. Nealis in transition. And he traveled, slipped a little bit there in the paint. It's going to go back to WD.
If I'm the WD coach, I'm telling Stan, now you can play a little bit more aggressive, right? You still have the three fouls. You've worked your way through the fourth quarter. Now you still have two fouls to give. You can play a little bit more aggressive now. Don't give up free layups.
And so Seamus DeMauro is going to check back in here for Delhi. And again, they just continue that nice rotation of players that keeps everybody nice and fresh. And so here comes London Gardner across midcourt. Now we'll leave it for Stanton on the right side as WD in the gray with the orange and the purple trim goes right to left. Reed, top of the key, goes to the high post. Now to Soto, who's had a quiet second half. Soto into the left corner. Gardner, baseline drive, floater for him is good. And London Gardner gets another one.
Now if you're WD, you need to stop here. Try to get it to six after this play.
Here's Richardson on the interior, and Richardson steps up and hits that shot, and he's got 10, and they've had the answer every single time. Wanted to make sure, Gardner got that last bucket to give him 8, so it makes it 56-44. Soto to the right side. Again, as the War Eagles go right to left, they zip it across the top of the defense, finding Max Dutcher, and then we got a foul there on Delhi with 5:45 to go here in the fourth. a 56-44 ball game.
And the subs just continue for the Bulldogs as they just, again, they continue to look like the fresh team out there.
Kelch to the bench, and Lucas Nealis comes in. Stanton forcing up another one from the high post. I don't know if he's trying to draw a foul there or what, but it's an air ball, and it goes floating out of bounds.
He's asking for a foul, and DeMarro says no way on the way down the court.
Boy, those two have had a good little trash talk battle today, I'd say. And here's Richardson, another jumper for the former MAC MVP from a year ago. Richardson's got 12, and Walton Dellensville wants a timeout. Delhi putting their stamp on this with 5.5 to go in the fourth. They lead 58-44 here in the MAC Boys Championship game. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 58-44, Delhi boys on top of Walton Downsville. Some more of our special sponsors include Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company of New Berlin, Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals over in Hobart, as well as Sydney Auto Body and Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. 5.5 to go here in the fourth, and Landon Stanton is down talking to one of the referees. Now, I think he just wants a little explanation here on why he hasn't gotten a couple of calls here, but he's kind of shooting some tough, crazy shots there.
He has, and the referee kind of looking up to Stanton, trying to explain to him. It's kind of funny seeing a smaller referee telling Stanton why he's getting blocked and why he's not getting the ball.
So again, 58-44, Delhi boys on top of Walton Downsville with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. On the baseline, Soto will feed one back out to Gardner. He takes it inside, up and under, no. Stanton a rebound. He lost control of it, and Richardson's got a rebound. Richardson in transition. He's going to take it all the way to the rim and score. 14 now for Richardson.
Richardson has come alive here in the second half. He's a very smooth player. He kind of is overshadowed by some of the bigs on his team, but he has played really well down the stretch.
Delhi with three guys in double figures. Soto trying to answer for Walton Downsville. Reed in the corner for three, and he hits it. Tyler Reed now with 8 points.
That was a much-needed basket to cut it back to 13.
DeMarro on the interior off the glass, and Stanton can't get there in time, and DeMarro has 21. I'd say he's getting the better of that matchup right now.
Again, the conditioning looks like it's a factor here, as Stan is just laboring to get up and down the court, while DeMarro looks like a track star out there.
62-47, Delhi on top with 4:25 to go in the fourth. Gardner tries a one-handed pass, Jason Williams style, through the paint. It gets kicked, and we got a whistle. We always work in a Jason Williams reference.
Yeah, the listeners must think that we love Jason Williams.
Well, we do.
We do.
And so Walton Downsville will work it in. And into the paint, Gardner shovels one into the corner. Max Dutcher for three, and that's good, and he's up to 8 points.
All right, so now they need to get a stop here. WD needs a stop, and you got Neal slowing it down.
Still a lot of time left here. We got 4 minutes left, and Nagy just says, I got you, puts it up and in.
The Bulldogs are just getting easier shots. They're getting better looks, where WD's kind of settling for the jump shots and the three-pointers, where the Bulldogs are getting the nice, easy layups.
14-point lead here for Delhi. Here's Soto on the interior, back out. They'll feed one across for Gardner. And into the paint, back out. Reed, can he get another three? Oh, it's in and out. We got a foul on the interior here. Good-looking shot there from Reed, but it popped out.
Schnabel just being Schnabel down low, just gave him a little extra push. You know, he's using his tight end abilities there from the football field. He knew it. He didn't even turn around to look at the referee.
I was going
to
say, this matchup is a football matchup. And these guys haven't forgotten what has happened over the last few years, whatever it might be, on the gridiron. And now here's a steal by Delhi. Schnabel's got it. Numbers if they can hurry. Schnabel will dump it off here to Lucas Nealis. Thought that one was coming right for us, Rich.
I thought it was, too.
Richardson to Nagy for three, and he's got it. Tommy Nagy hits that one from downtown, and he's got seven.
The Bulldogs just have so many weapons. They're going to be a force down the stretch, and all the weapons are coming alive now.
67-50, our score. Delhi putting some exclamation points on this one. And Coach Kelly saying to a few of his guys, guys, I love the energy, but be careful. There's no need to do the little extra that we see players do from time to time.
Nothing silly here, right? No technical fouls. Nothing, you know, as I would say, dumb going into the sectional play.
3:10 to go here in the fourth. Walton Dounsville trying to answer. A three from Max Dutcher is well short. And back down the floor with Richardson with 3 minutes left. Richardson wants more. Takes it to the inside, and he scores. There's that move again.
Coach Kelly said, slow it down. And Richardson did not even hear him, did not care, and he took it right to the basket. Beautiful play. I know it's so funny. Coach Kelly did the old, oh, good job.
It's one of those no. Okay, sure. Yeah,
exactly.
That works. So this will be Richardson to the line. And Delhi here in this fourth quarter has just slowly but surely opened up this lead to 20 points. We're going to take a timeout. Richardson hits the foul shot. He's got 17. And Delhi leads 70-50 with 3 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter of the Mac Boys Championship on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
So the Delhi boys lead Walton Dounsville 70-50 with 3 minutes to go in the MAC title game. And Walton Dounsville, you got to give them a lot of credit. They have fought hard here today. They've been in this game. But here's another steal by Delhi. Richardson is all in alone, and he's going to flush it down with two hands. Richardson with 19.
Wow, I didn't think Richardson can dunk, and he went up and made that easily.
And we got a foul in the backcourt here, a steal there by Nealis, and they were going to go in for another dunk, and Reed tied him up instead. 72-50. There's like three or four guys on this team that can slam.
Well, everybody stopped because Schnabel and his whole team stopped. And I was like, what's he going to do? And he's got some hops. He put that down. He flushed it easily.
Rocco Schnabel in the paint here. His jumper is short, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Walton Dounsville. I've seen Nagy dunk this year. Obviously, DeMauro. Richardson has thrown it down a couple of times. I mean, this is a team that they can jump.
Richardson, you said, was the MVP last year, Nate?
Yes.
He's sneaky out there. He doesn't really stand out, but he is tough.
He's really tough. When he was named MVP last year, we got a foul on Gardner. For a split second, I kind of scratched my head like, ah, Richardson. And then I thought, you look at his stats, you look at the way he plays, and you're like, it makes sense.
Yeah, Richardson, he's kind of quiet. He doesn't score. I mean, he scores a lot, but he's not flashy. He takes it to the basket, gets a lot of easy layups. He's not as flashy as a DeMauro or a Schnabel where they get all the focus. I would even say Nealis is a little bit more flashier than him with his kind of fakes and his up-and-end moves and stuff like that. Richardson's just a quiet player, but not bad. He's solid. He's very good.
Gardner to the line. He makes the first one. And I think the other thing about Richardson is he started the year real slow this year. He didn't start averaging in double figures until probably right after Christmas, as Gardner goes 2 out of 2. So even now, he's only averaging about 13 a game. But for the first half of the season, he really wasn't scoring that much. But obviously, he's turned it up at the right time. Walton Dounsville with the ball in a 72-52 ball game. Reed in the paint, tries a floater, no. Schnabel with a rebound, passes one out for Nagy. Nagy's been wanting showtime, you can tell. He's been trying to leak out a little bit. Find Schnabel, he takes it in, and the finger roll is good for Rocco Schnabel. Schnabel gets that to go, and he's got 19.
And here comes the hockey line change for the Bulldogs. You're going to see the entire squad come out.
Delhi boys with 2:04 left, lead 74-52. Got the line change coming, and the Delhi boys going for their third straight. Looking real good for the Bulldogs. It would not only be their third straight, let's see, it'd be 3, 4, 5, 6, it'd be their sixth in league history.
And it looks like it's a JV team out there now with a huge size disparity.
And a pump fake and give one back out of three here on the left side for Tyler Reed, the young sophomore with a bright future from Dounsville. He's got 11 points. Think about that guy playing in the Delaware League. He would be,
wow.
I mean, he's a star in the MAC, but you sometimes think Dounsville's got roped into playing in the MAC here over the last 3, 4, 5 years. Minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Baseline drive here for the Bulldogs. They'll work it into the corner. And a jumper is up and good for Cole Vredenburg. A nice fake. He got himself open and he scores.
That could be on his and one tape. He faked his defender completely out of his shoes. And it's a jump shot. And you could hear the crowd going crazy.
Soto with a three in the corner. And he has gone cold in the second half. And that shot won't go. Delhi on top, 76-55. And they are a minute away now from winning three in a row. Kind of puts you in a good category of a little bit of a dynasty here. A little bit of a jumper there off the mark and no good. Delhi back the other way. And this shot is blocked by Landon Stanton with 48 ticks left.
Landon Stanton just blocked that with his elbow.
He's grabbing his knee a little bit here. We'll hope that he's okay.
He got tangled up down about two or three plays or transitions ago, and he's been kind of hobbling on that since.
Delhi gets it in. A three from Vredenburg straight away. No rebound for Walton Downsville. These two teams will not meet in sectionals. Delhi's going to play in Class C and in Class B for Walton Downsville. That merger has pushed them up to B. Stanton with a jumper from straight away. That's off the mark. And we got 30 seconds left. And an outlet pass. Delhi going to shoot a jumper on the right side. Some of these reserves wanting to get in the scorebook. Shot is missed there by Stanton. 20 seconds left. The Delhi boys ready to explode off the bench here. A little pass to the interior, and it's up and good there for London Gardner. He's got 12. And we're down to 10 seconds left. And the Bulldogs are going to be the MAC champions again with a 76-57 victory here, Rich, over the Walton Downsville War Eagles. And they spill out onto the court. This is step one for these Delhi Bulldogs. They lost in the sectional championship a year ago. They want to get back there. But this is step one. Real nice victory here today.
They are super excited, and it just feels like a checkbox right now, right? Because a lot of people expected Delhi to be here, and here's check one, right? We just won the league championship. Now it's on to sectional time, and a lot of people are expecting them to be back into the finals. Maybe a rematch of last year with Moravia, as Moravia's been really, really playing well over in the IAC. So you really never know in Class C, though, because it's a deep, deep, deep division, and it's great around here in the entire area because you got Cooperstown waiting for you in Section 3.
Yeah, the Class C regional game could be a lot of fun.
Oh boy.
Down the stretch. So
I would say Class C, I'm going to say it, it's the toughest class we have in Section 4 and in the region.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up with our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards, and the girls' game is right around the corner. But the Delhi boys win the MAC championship 76-57. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back as the Delhi boys defeat Walton Downsville 76-57 to win the 2025 MAC Boys Basketball Championship. Again, it's their third straight league title for Delaware Academy. It's the Bulldogs' sixth MAC championship in program history, as this league, the MAC started back in the 2001-2002 season. So let's quickly look at our stats here, scoring summary. Three guys really get it done here today for Delhi. 21 for Seamus DeMauro, 19 for Ivan Richardson, 19 for Rocco Schnabel, 8 for Lucas Nealis, 7 for Tommy Nagy, 2 for Cole Vrendenberg. On the other side for Walton Downsville, 12 for London Gardner, 11 for Tyler Reed, 11 for Anthony Soto, 11 for Landon Stanton, and 8 for Max Dutcher, and 4 for Lucas Rice. So good balance there, but just not enough to get over the hump against the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yesterday, Nate, we said in the Tri-Valley game how Edmiston and the Wolverines from Worcester were very young. Delhi's very old, right? They got a lot of senior leadership, and those three guys are the key. With Richardson, DeMauro, and Schnabel, it's how far can they take them to the promised land as those seniors, the senior leaders. And, you know, you want your senior leaders taking you into the sectional time, and they played very, very well tonight. WD's a little young, right? A lot of the key guys you just mentioned for them, so they might be back here next year. You never know.
All right, we're going to quickly go through our three awards, and then we're going to take a quick break before the MAC Girls Championship game here between Sydney and Green. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I'm going to go with Seamus DeMauro. 21 points here for Seamus, game high. He was fantastic here tonight, so we'll give him the Outstanding Offense Award. We'll move right on to the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Boy, this is tough because you could give it to a lot of guys. We always do 2-1. I'm going to go with Rocco Schnabel here. I just thought he was kind of a difference maker, 19 points. Tough interior defense there on Landon Stanton. So we'll give Rocco our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. A big thank you to ACCO Brands. A lot of different ways I could go, but I'm going to go with London Gardner here for Walton Downsville. 12 points. I just thought he was very consistent and was on the floor distributing, doing a little bit of everything. So we'll give London Gardner our all-purpose award here. So that's going to wrap up our boys' championship broadcast here. 76-57, Delhi boys defeating Walton Downsville. We're going to take a quick break, spin a couple of tunes. We'll be back with our Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney and Green, going to be a great battle here for the MAC Girls Championship. And we should be back on the air in probably 10 or 12 minutes. So we'll see you in a few minutes here live from Oxford Academy on WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Partly sunny today, the high near 35. Tonight, cloudy, low around 20. Sunday, mostly cloudy, the high around 35. Sunday night, cloudy, low of 20. Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of afternoon rain showers, the high of 40. And Tuesday, mostly